Okay, go ahead, Trina.
Hello. Thank you.
Hey, Brian, if you like the little music, if you like the little music, that would be for you. Probably not. Loosen you up a little bit.
Thank you. It was a nice little break.
A little bump. It's like the cocaine cowboys, a little bump.
Well, I wanted to ask about energy surrounding objects and things. I took this mannequin home that happened to be at the house of my friend hung himself.
Yeah, be very careful. They connect to stuff.
I'm feeling kind of weirded out about her. She's in my shop, and should I take her to the dump or burn her? Or what is the deal with objects that you bring into your home?
You stirred this. No. Anyone like that. No. You did this. You stirred this up. You did this, so there's nothing you can do to unstir it. You brought this up. And it's okay, but you did. Don't go saying now, what can I do, what can I do? You didn't have any trouble opening up the can of whoop-ass. It was easy to do that, weren't you?
Right. I felt like I could change the energy of the objects that I bring into my home, and I should be able to not let that affect me.
Then do that.
Okay. Just, okay, you're fine here.
Now, easy. Now, remember, watch the words now. You hear that really clear.
Okay.
You know, you're saying you thought, first of all, it ain't a thinking man's game, but you thought something. That's fine. Ain't no trouble there. And then you concluded that you could run it. You could control it. You could have meaningful, onus direction regarding it. And we say, absolutely. But now you're saying that maybe not your experience, eh?
Well, yes, in the first place, I'm bringing you home, and so I did say, you know, you're going to be fine here, and in my energy, and you're going to change. But now when I do walk out there, I feel weird.
It stopped you up.
Yeah, I'm feeling
weird. Shut the door.
I have to shut the door on those.
Shut the door. Do you remember the playlist? There's a song. It'll be on this week's playlist.
Shut the door. I'll pay attention to that.
Does that mean the energy
that's with that object, I shut the door on that? No more race havoc by being attacked to these objects that brought it to my
home. Well, we don't know that. That's now we negotiate. See, that's the rub. You're tearing up the world and then won't say, now I've torn the world up. What should I do? Well, you tore it up already. Already. Yes?
Okay, so what are you trying to say?
Just that.
I'm not quite. I opened it up. I brought it in. And now I got to shut the door.
Yes, you do. You don't have to, but you're asking how to solve it. And we say that's the only way in this realm to solve it. We're trying not to make this be a thing, darling, because it really isn't a thing. You're right. It really is nothing. You have the power to drive all this, blah, 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 blah. But you haven't. Or otherwise, we wouldn't be having this conversation. You see? Do you see the rub here?
I think you see the rub.
Because if you could control it, then you would have already, and we wouldn't know this. But obviously not. Tell us exactly what this thing does to or for or against you, prospectively.
Well, you know, we always liked her hanging when it was at Glenn's house. She was kind of the icon of, you know, change her clothes. She was just part of the scene. And so when I took her, I thought, well, I didn't want her to go to the dump. I want her to come hang at my house. But now I get the chills. Yeah, but I guess because she's still in parts and pieces and not put together, and she's just in my shop waiting for me to get to her. And when I go in there, now I'm like going, I get weirded out a little bit.
You had to make peace with it.
Well, would you start by putting her together so she feels whole and not all disconnected?
Yeah, that's true. She's right. Hypocrite biology says that you should put all your mannequins back together. That's true, Carol. That's
and what
I
about
think
doing
I will.
Some
I told her I was going to.
What about doing some woo-woo and burning some sage? Is that too offensive to you, Ion?
No, it don't offend us. I mean, but you have to be careful. If you're not careful, if you sage it wrong, you could burn your house down. And for some of these cat houses, that'd be an upgrade. So it don't bother us. You know, it's okay with us.
No, I think
really
Trina
not,
can
that's
handle.
Really,
I think
that's really
handle.
Not what. That's really not what you're talking about, though. That's not your point or conjecture. What you're trying to say is, I think I'm very powerful, and I'm so powerful I have fucked something up, and I don't know how to unfuck it. Is what she's actually saying. And we don't mind that. That's at least you know where to go.
Okay.
You've come to the right place. We wish you to come before you magically imbued these martyrous demons to come run your realm and world out of sympathy. We don't understand you having a sympathy fuck for a mannequin, but it's okay with us, but it seems a bit odd on the long side. So now let's clean this, see if it's possible to maybe, well, we don't know. It's up to you to clean this up, obviously, but you never said that. You never fussed about it. You said, okay, you know, hell, I did it. Fine, good. Let's get me out of it. We say, okay, put the thing back together. Put the thing back together and move it in your house.
And I won't have to deal with the demons that surround that.
There ain't no demons. Demons are just angels. There ain't no demons. This is residual leftover. This is the leftover. The leftover part.
Trina, you have
my four fields of love around the
negative, Trina. There's no negative.
No negative.
Oh,
well, no, we're positive. Some of y'all are fucked. We're positive. Some of you all are fucked. We're positive.
No, I mean, you go, don't insult us with these things that Ian's corrected years ago. And you've been listening a long time. Start saying
yeah,
angels, demons. You're living in the old-fashioned new
well, I only said demon. I only said the word demon because he just did a couple minutes ago. That was the only reason I said that.
That's fine.
Really,
that's
I was just meaning
yeah,
changing the energy.
Demon. You meant the negativity of it when you said it.
Yeah. But I thought that's what I had said demons a few seconds ago in relation to the energy around that object. But yeah, if there's no negative, that's fine. Then I can bring her in my home, and my force field is enough.
Don't
well,
worry about it. I mean,
yeah,
enough. You're not
wrong.
Looking for enough. You're not looking for enough.
Yeah.
What's enough? We're more
yeah.
than enough.
Yeah, it's enough.
You're saying
I
don't control. You're saying I'm powerful, but I don't control this power. You said I draw these things, and I'm. Did you watch the OA? Yes or no?
Yes.
Well, do you understand that? Do you understand the construct? Has enough people... Wait, we got to do this. Has enough people besides Carolyn watched the OA enough to care?
No. Enough to care.
How would she know?
Okay, Bart's seen it all. Okay, Bart's seen it all. I guess that's the only one that matters.
Bart gets
okay,
the OA a little bit more than I do, but...
You have hours. You have 99 hours without us. You could talk to Bart about it. Bart will talk you to death. He will make your ears bleed talking about stuff. He comes here and checks the chat line about 100 times a day just to pick up our responses because we're on all the time. Poor Bill. He hope he doesn't start charging us by the tweet. If he charges us by the tweet, we're dead, Carolyn. It's over. You'll never be able to afford all this. So then what happens is you turn back around and he says, wait, what's the words here? What's going on here? What shifted here? What's going on here? He knows it's not a timed event, and there is no time. So that something that comes on, hits, tips, and runs, and something that hits, tips, and runs. And so he says it's important enough to take the energy to look and see. It's important enough to see about it. Then when you see about it, you come some visceral knowing that it affects your moment right this hot second right now, that all of a sudden can affect us before you let the damn demon goats, whatever you're trying to call them, energy, whatever you're calling it. The angels are fucking with you because you're trying to come into your power. Otherwise, they wouldn't care. They're quite concerned that you're going to start being able to wield power, then they're going to have to go their damn ass to work. They'd rather not go back to work when they've been on off and getting paid for all these millennia. That's why this matters.
I hear you.
Okay. And so now, once again, from an angel, and that's an angel is a demon, or an angel is the devil, and the angels do all these things. They're the gremlins that are trying to put salt and sugar in your gas tank. You see, they don't want you to be able to freely travel and go like you want to go. But now you can overcome it, no problem. You can get with it, okay. See, Carolyn has the right perspective because she looks at everything objectively. Okay, there's nothing wrong with the body. There's just experiences in the body that are less pleasurable than others. That's how she looks at it, literally. I mean, she wouldn't take a tin blade and cut your gallbladder out. But if you're having a problem, she'd do it in a second. She flipped Bob on that table several times and cut all kinds of things off of him. It ain't no trouble. She has to knock him out first, but really, because he's a pussy when it comes to pain. But, you know, anything else. You know, propofol works great when Bob gets a hangnail, knock him right out, and she can work on him. But it's all good, but he can't take it. He just can't take it. He's too fragile, Bob, that one. But she doesn't mind cutting it right out in a second. Okay with her. She can get right with it. She can get in it and do it in order to make you feel better in the outcome of it. The great physician, they call it. But she's not going to come cut you open to see what's wrong with you. If she doesn't know what's wrong with you, she shouldn't pick up the scalpel in the first place, with or without viscous lidocaine. Do you see?
So just be objective and direct my will and make it happen.
Well, good. But you made this happen. That's what Bob said. He's like, you're trying to say, oh, okay, I just used this and fix it. Well, you did this, and you don't know how you did it. So how are you going to undo it? You're going to take it out of the mannequin and put it in the damn fiber of your being. Darling, we were very specific about a grimoire. Do you not recall?
I'll have to go back and look at that, the grimoire.
We were very specific about doing your homework, doing your lessons, and that there was indeed a quiz. Did we not?
Yes.
Okay, so now your quiz of the day was incantations of containing outside forces. Darling, you're going to have to take the retest on this one, okay?
Okay, I will, definitely.
But take the retest. Don't do anything. Do you understand?
Don't do anything.
Don't do anything to that. Don't do anything. If you get a notion and it's easy, you can put it back together. Put it together, but leave it where it is for now.
Okay. Until I go back
and
study.
Then we'll look at this again. Uh-oh, Carolyn's screaming. Carolyn's screaming. Where do I
right,
make sure it's okay?
What happened on this one?
Kick the door. Oh, wait. It's a quiz, Bob. She didn't do good on the quiz. She needs to retest on this one. We told her about the grimoire. Angel fucking.
Ian here knew you were sleeping, so he's dragging on and on and on.
Who's Ian? Oh, Ion.
He's starting to confuse Trina. He says, yeah, put the mannequin together and then don't do anything. I mean, what's the girl supposed to get from that?
I guess if I get a notion, put it together, but don't bring it in the house, leave it out in the shop for now.
Right, and Carolyn's ripping out your gallbladder, whether you need it taken out or not, and she doesn't mind, and you can do it without viscous lidocaine, but you had to knock Bob out first, and then, so she has to come wake you up. Did you get it all this time, Carolyn? You've got a lot of gallstones. Did you get it all this time? See, we're right. You're right. We shouldn't expose that. That's true. Alternate truth. Okay, so this is about where you're starting to, it's a little thing where you're starting to, this is Applied Practical Magic 101, Bob. The email should say Applied Practical Magic. She ushered in.
Is that what you talked about, Trina?
I have to go back and study the grimoire.
Okay, so
yeah,
you have no other
around
questions?
The magic. No, thank you very much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
No, stop. Hold on. Stop everything.
Yeah.
Stop everything.
Okay,
Don't go running off. You all right?
I'm here.
Nobody hurt. Thank goodness. This could have been different, too. If you're going to embrace this thing you're calling power, then you, by God, better learn what the power is. You have no idea what you're doing. And you're wielding it as it's like nothing. The frivolous thing that you're containing, it's like why you don't speak to the angels when you're angry. or then we gigglingly laugh and say, ha, 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 ha. No, that's that. Go on, do it. Go on, we dare you. Try it, try it, try it. Then what happens is you set up a whole nother thing, a whole nother level, a whole nother containment. Do you understand how these earthquakes are all over the things and some people are swallowed up in them and some people are not? They're still eternal, but they're still swallowed up nonetheless, eh?
Yes.
Okay. You want to get yourself in a position where you have power. You have power, and you control said power. Wait one second. Let's see if we can help this. Do not do go away. You stay still. Bob.
Okay, I'm not going away.
Hold on, Bob. Please unmute Bart right now. We're going to let Bart clean this up softly so it won't be us that was tough with it. It'll be Bart. Unmute Bart. Leave her where she is. Leave her open so you can communicate. Bring Bart in, please, and we'll straighten this out right quick before somebody gets hurt.
It'll happen all around you, but not to you. I get that.
But it has happened to you. It has happened to you. You did it.
Okay.
Open up, Bart.
That's why my vibration has changed then lately.
Yeah, fuck yeah. That's why we're holding on.
You know,
the
drops didn't. Yeah, the drops haven't increased my vibration lately, and I'm not sure what's going on with that.
Yes, it has.
It has.
It's so damn powerful. It's so damn powerful. You're taking inanimate objects and putting people in them. Are you nuts?
Okay.
Are you nuts? What? Bart, open up, Bart, please. Bob.
I'm here.
Straighten this out right quick. Explain to her what's going on. She's trying to think now she's not powerful, and she's so powerful, she's ushering angels from the realms of the pit of hell and then her, putting them in her house and then wondering why there's shit in her house. Explain it, please.
All I did was say, Trina, is that all of that takes care of itself. You don't have to be concerned about it. No attention or action required on your behalf.
But she did it, Bart. Right, that's not true. She did it. That's an alternate truth. There is something to do because you did this. You understand what she did? She imbued a mannequin with somebody.
Yeah.
Now they're troubling her on her property.
So that's similar to making an idol, or is it something different?
Yeah. If she did that, we would like that, but she can't control the power that she has unleashed. It's kind of like we could explain it this way. Let's say you decide you're all powerful and you're going to break the Hoover Dam. Okay? You can break the Hoover Dam. You're that powerful. But all that goddamn water that's going to go through that that damned water that's going to be turned loose, you're not going to control that water. Lake Mead's going to flow. It's going to empty. Do you understand? Now, you broke the dam, but you can't control what you broke.
Well, bad metaphor. The mannequin is broken. If Trina has imbued it with something, it's pissed off because it's lying there broken. So put it together, sage it, and be done with it.
And for Carolyn, that's exactly right. But here's the thing. Carolyn would have known what she was doing before she imbued it with power. And if she'd imbued it, she wouldn't have taken it apart. And she would have used it to her very best perspective or advantage. She's very good at that. She don't throw shit out. She makes sure she's using it the right way. Very excellent. And that quantitatively works every time. Because now she's culpably responsible for what happened. And if she tears it up, she says, I got that. I know what to do. Bam, bam, bam. Here, even now, she's solving your shit. Beautiful.
Yeah.
There is a little more to it because what we want you to do is get good with your own power, you see.
Okay.
But Dr. Dean adores you, apparently, or she wouldn't be fighting for you right now. She adores you, apparently, or she wouldn't be trying to get you out of this right now. However, what happens when you do it and she's not handy? Now all you've gained is Dr. Dean's power. We want you to have in your own power. If you're powerful enough to do this, we want you to carry on with it. There's a quiz, Bart. When you took your quiz, how did you do it? Softly tell that.
Just became aware.
Those pretty words. What does that mean?
I listened to what Ian was saying, and I pursued those statements in my own experience and brought the results of those searches into my, or just
you,
became aware.
You allowed those, you were carefully looking at the constructs. Meaning,
right. Okay.
If everything, you looked at the OA, we told you to look at stuff. Tell us about your experience with the magicians.
Well, I had a lot of questions on magicians, but they connected with your fountain comments, so I connected those dots there.
Good. Okay, and the plinth, the Trafalgar Square.
The plinth, okay, so that's included?
It is. We went through that last night.
So there's your gateways or portals. There's
good.
An example of that in the magician.
Here's what's happened. Okay, now that's right. Now here's what she's got. This isn't a fillery thing. This isn't that. It's just that these things she has given power to. And now she doesn't know how to control those powers. It makes her feel uncomfortable or funny. So now do you need a bind it? If that was the case, you'd go to the binding spell that we put on the damn goober snatcher. Do you have a copy of that? Bart in the repertoire? Do you remember the binding spells from the Egyptian Book of the Dead that we put up last week?
Last week, okay. Let me check. I should, because was that done on Sunday morning?
Yeah, of course. We laid this out very specifically for the now, for now. And then that turns into a position. Now, we put this out. We only put safe things on here because we don't want y'all blowing things up. You already do crazy shit now, and then we get the blame for it now. Poor Bob, you don't know how heavy. He's the heavy on all this crap. His civilization, lockdown, Bob rule, FEMA cramp, the bloated up, people lose money in the stock market, and they call Bob because he is getting non-physical. It affects the damn market. It made them lose their money. They didn't have any money in the first place, and they'd never noticed. So they buy the world and then don't sell it and then say they lost their ass on the world because they still own it, but they can't get anybody to pay them for it with fiat money in the first place. It's kind of ridiculous after a little bit. Then you want an angel to come down. You want the seven angels, seven Spanish angels to come down and save the world. You got up to the fifth angel and you got the Sardis, and all of a sudden the world started fucking you back a little bit. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Easy trigger. They started kicking back a little bit. This is this experience that you're engaging in where you have to balance yourself on your own springboard. You have to balance yourself on your own springboard. Now, we're imbuing you as you go, trying to bring you into your place so you can rule like those are that they're in. We're trying to bring you up to snuff. You're not quite there yet. You're in the little man state, and yet you're still powerful. So we're just trying to give you some practical tips to allow you to move within and without of this realm and world that you find yourself in. Do you realize, Bob, in one little uncaring note, through everybody, through the T quadrant, into the damn upside down for a bit? Almost cost Trump the election. Almost. Well, not exactly, but almost. So, just saying. Okay, to summon forth. James did it. To summon forth. There you go.
Summon forth.
That's it. You repeat it several times as a conjuration of any spirit. So now you can bring it forth out of that.
Okay.
See? And we already gave you that already. So we already gave you the tools, darling. But the connection comes back to connecting to us. And that's why you talk to us, so you can enjoy the power that you have. We want you powerful. Well, you are powerful. Fuck you. Fuck this.
Absolutely.
You got to be pretty powerful to do this. And then drag the damn thing home. That's what's even worse. Next thing, Ion, the thing was really bothering me, so I put it in my bed. I laid it in my bed. I thought that would be the thing to do. I'll drag it home. Matter of fact, I'll put it. I know, Carolyn. We'll make a nice Himalayan salt bath. We'll put it in the bath. Maybe that's what it needs. It's a good baby. No, do the summon forth a couple of times.
Okay.
And see if you can bind it, if you can bring it forth. Put it back together first, though. Do put it back together, because Dr. Dean said put it back together. And she's right. But we wanted to make sure you were at that level first. See, she's solution-oriented, and we like that. But it's like, live long, thrive, and prosper. Get on with this thing or get out. We keep saying about how everybody's going to die and all that stuff, and she's not really fond of all that, but she doesn't fight about it either. She's like, okay, you know, people die every day, so go ahead on with it. They're still eternal, so it's still okay. This is very key because now, wait, let's go back to Bart. Bartholomew.
I'm here.
Tell us more of the days you know. Tell us of the days of wine and honey.
The days of wine and honey.
Just speak. Come on.
Okay.
We brought you forth of it to shine. It's time to shine, baby. We brought you out of the ethers to make you, to show all your good works that it are applying, and you're kind of flailing a little bit. Just engage a little bit. You wrote, okay, stop talking. Write it on the damn goober snatcher. You're really great there. You're an orator there. But then you're saying, this is how you work it out. This is what I did. This is how you apply it. This is what I did. I was in a messed up place. I could hardly nut. I was all fucked up. I was not doing right. Now all of a sudden things are getting better. And they're getting better because now I'm starting to apply my energy and my inside out. I'm taking my horror and turning it into work for me so that my penis gets all nice and hard and I can fuck like a Trojan again. Yay. And I can do what I want to do. Yeah, do it like that. That'll be good. Oh, wait, we did it for you, so that's okay, good. Now, put the thing back together. Don't bring it in your house. Do the conjure several times. See if you can usher out the thing. We don't even want to call it anything other than the thing. You can bring it up, then you can dispel it. Once it's successfully dispelled, then you may remove the mannequination off your echinacea.
I'll do that.
Eat more protein. We're not going to tell you again.
Eat more protein. How are my drops and minerals and I love the protein powder. Eat more of that.
It's good. Yeah, it's, well, just do one good serving a day. If you're doing one good serving, because we say that, and then people, you know, then Bob eats a whole damn container, and, you know, he's wigged out, tripping out, you know, so we don't want to say that because y'all are literal, and you know we are. A good serving a day, and sometimes two if you're trying to, you know, really buff up, but one good scoop, full scoop should do you. Don't you agree?
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I like that.
Well, doesn't it? I mean, you can mix all kind of queer, weird stuff with it if you want to, but it's not all about that.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm good with it, just with water and drink it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And a little ice. Put a little ice.
Okay.
And
I'll put a little ice in
it. It's all good. And it's getting smaller. They're getting smaller. The particles are getting smaller. And the smaller they get, the more powerful it becomes. The smaller the particles get, the more powerful it's going to become. And that's what's happening here. That's what's happening here. That's
okay, I understand that.
The things you're crying about are powerful. So maybe you did pass the test. You just didn't know how to turn in your paper.
All right. I'm excited, Ian.
What about that, though?
Yeah, I'm very excited. Very good. Thank you so much.
Hetty, you're going to have to pay attention if you're going to ask them kind of damn questions, honey. Get it in the replay. Get it in the replay.
I'm there. I got it, Ian. I'm hearing you.
Yummy.
I'm going.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bart.
Welcome.
We appreciate
you, Bob.
Your non-participation.
Thanks, Carol.
It's been great.
You're stuck with me.
Welcome, Trina. Welcome.
Yes. Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you, Trina.
It's going to be wonderful. She'll save you.
Don't
she will save you.
Thank you to Bob. Say thank to Bob.
I did. Bob. I'll say it again.
He's
thank you, Bob.
Sorry. He went to the beach. He'll be back in a couple hours. He's supposed to go to bed anyway. I'm surprised he hadn't turned the bed down yet already. He's ready. He's out of here. Fuck this shit. Let's go. Next.
I want to recite the lyrics to Trina.
Do it.
Wine and honey, there'll be no more Sundays to confess and pray. O rake, O wanderer, did the silence awaken a hunger in you? When all the world was breaking, you sat there just humming something you made. When like it or not, I am already home. I like when it rains, but I'm unfriendly. And like it or not, this whole world is full and hungry. Light my room, my words with fuel.
She's on for half an hour. Yeah. Half an hour. What did I learn?
Yeah. Nothing. Oh, yes, you did on that one.
The night of the stars buzzing for wine and honey. I know, he was
half
kind of speaking up. To watch us in silent suffering. This is perfect. And do you understand that, how that connects, Trina?
I'm going to have to listen to it again.
Well,
Bart
would have finished reading it to you. It was a test. She passed her test, Bob. She's powerful. She's going to weigh back the angels one more minute. They didn't chop her up into little pieces like the mannequin.
No,
not at all. Okay, so what... how long did you do restructure, Trina?
I've been doing restructure since it came out.
No, today. How long did you do that as a topic?
4 minutes.
Well, what was the other?
It was
the
about
devil,
power and
the devil.
You don't even
know
what
the angel.
The man.
I did it way back 35 minutes
Bart
ago.
Bart came in.
Yeah, what did Bart talk about?
Bart
it's about
was taking
he was trying to straighten out the quiz of the power. He quoted Wine and Honey, which is the most apropos thing of the work week.
It's just too much babble going on all levels, including Ion.
Well,
grown from the vines that watched us in silent suffering for wine and honey, the sight of the stars buzzing.
Before restructure, what did Bert talk about?
Wine and honey.
Bert read or something.
Wine and honey.
Bart read about wine and honey?
Jones Shelley song. It's a Joan Shelley song.
He talked about passing his test and how
that.
I could pass my test.
What's your test on?
Cokie Roberts and how to subdue Cokie Roberts.
They're ridiculous.
Bob.
It worked, too. She has, Trina, have you had any more trouble out of Cokie Roberts? Have you?
No.
Not at all.
See, it worked. Success. Cokie Roberts. Cokie Roberts is no trouble, no more. Excellent.
Are you going to invite the next questioner, Bob?
Yeah, I'm bringing on Mike. Okay, thanks a lot, Trina.
Thank you, Bob.
And Bart. And Bart.
And Bart. Thanks, my Bart. Always.
Bart. Let me just Bart and Trina. We're going to get focused. Everybody gets 5 minutes. Fucking get and don't let Ion go
well,
on.
And that,
get him
that
to
means 45 minutes between. That means 45 minutes between naps, y'all. You got it good. Two more people are lucky for today. Let me tell you.
shut up. Okay, go ahead, Michael.
Five minutes,
Mike.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Let's go.
Okay, we're on the stopwatch, Ion. Ion, you said the eye is how we tell ascension, and you also said that you also said the eyes are the last part of the meat sac to respond to the RNA drops. Is there a connection between these two statements?
The thalamus.
And can you say
The thalamus.
The thalamus. Does
the thalamus.
The hypothalamus or thalamus?
No. Thalamus, not hypothalamus. Thalamus. Yeah. The hypothalamus is like first, but that's for Dr. Dean, not you.
Do the rods and the cones actually change in the eye of an ascendant?
They become longer. They become longer. They become longer, and less spherical, less spherical. Now, sometimes people look at Lemurian type people and they have wedgy eyes or lizard eyes or serpent things like that, but it's not
that.
It's not quite that. That's more elongated. It's not a tightening. It's more an elongation. So that's the difference. But sometimes if you have the little glance right, you can do it. If you look really close to President Trump, his are starting to come on really, really nicely because his whole body has changed. His whole shift, when you look at him now, he's like he's very different because he is very different.
Yeah.
Milena's eyes are already there.
Yeah, they are, and they're beautiful. She has beautiful eyes, and she makes Bob laugh.
Yeah, Bob calls her the vamp lady.
What kind of eyes does she got, Carol?
A lizard eye.
Oh, okay.
Elongated, spherical eyes that are lovely. They're very entrancing. She can get it. Ain't no
question.
She can get it.
Michael, what was your first question?
Well, I was asking about the two statements Ion made about, Ion said, the eye is how we tell attention.
Bob, just do it. Michael's question was specifically, do the rods and cones change in the eye of an ascended or ascending being? We said, yes, they become longer and more spherical. Read the Google chat, Bob.
He didn't ask that topic.
Thalamus. That was the second part. That's where we started.
Yes.
Second part was elongation. The first part was, go ahead, Michael, say your question.
The ascension progress, does that have anything to do with our capacity to see?
No. You're blind right now. You're blind as a bat right now. The whole wide world is around you. You're taking. If you could look through the eyes of a digital camera, you'd say you're as blind as a fucking bat right now. If you could look through the eyes of a digitized world, there is a million things that you think you don't see. But you see everything. It pictures everything. But you only now can recognize the parts you can recognize. That's the problem with macular degeneration. You make a hole in the world that you can't see past. But then the whole wide world is in the hole. There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the middle of the world.
Is the not being able to see everything related to the current condition of the rods and the cones then? Or is it something else related to, say, visual bias or belief system?
Why don't we just call it attention?
Right.
Then you can see things with your eyes closed. Third eye blind. Hetty, it's your biases that make you not see. You see it, but you don't recognize it. The labyrinth of mind moves you away from it. It's like your power. You move it away from you. It's why they have to chop their heads off on Westworld so they can get to the maze. Get to the maze. You're going to get there. It's okay. That's why you're forced to not see, or you don't notice, or that's how you lose things, or things become elusive, or that's why you can't sleep. That's why you can't figure it out. That's why you drink, but you don't get drunk. That's why you're drunk, but you don't drink. Ha! Go figure that one out.
So, Ian, in the story of Hansel and Gretel, they leave a trail of breadcrumbs. And I think I have some understanding of what that means.
Hansel does, not Gretel.
Right.
There's a difference.
All right. Is there something Ian can say about why Hansel leaves breadcrumbs and not Gretel?
Gretel knew she was going in the oven. She was leading Hansel to get him out of his misery. They were going for sugar. Carolyn says every bad thing in your world starts with the craving of sugar.
Right.
And then the candida comes in and eats you alive. So there's just a cuddly little wasp of sludge left where the sugar has just dissipated your meat, that tissues down to nothing. And the morbid obesity has come overrun you, and your hair and your teeth fall out of your head, and your ass sags, and you fall inside out. You can't even get a colonoscopy anymore.
Okay, fine.
And your inside
gut
stream. Okay, good. Okay, we're just saying. We had to give a keto something to work with.
So they get killed in the oven. What is the oven
represent? This is the world, your world, the container, the place where all the power is, the range, the radar range, the amana. It's where all the power is. That's what they're saying is that you go into the oven. If you take your power, then that leads you back to the perdition, to the end. It's not the end. It's just to the oven. The oven might be a portal. You don't know.
Right.
They don't say what happened after they the witch chunked them in the oven. But now, had they come into their place of power, maybe they made the witch and made the sugar house, and maybe the gingerbread house was all made of crystalline sugar, and it was super sugar, and they got in there, and they ate it, and they got fat, and they put them in the oven, and then they come out and consume that fucking witch and ate her butt out, tossed the salad right there in front of everybody. They don't tell that part of the story, though, do they?
So Hansel was the only one who wanted insurance on the journey.
He's the one who wanted it. He was trying to find his way back, like the little men do today. He was trying to find a way. If I try God and it don't work, I want to go back to little men, where I can peacefully die like everybody else. And it's like, it don't work that way. You can call it if you want to. That's the reason we can be kind of glib with this whole thing, because it doesn't make any difference either way. But we still want you in your power. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, you read these damn quotes and giving you power and words and activating your power, and you're drinking out every devil in hell trying to bring them into your damn house, and then mad because you're damn enchantedly haunted with bullshit, but you don't know what you're doing. So, as you know, he said, there's a quiz.
Okay, a completely different question. Please name the individual represented by the unknown statue in the National Statuary Hall.
Bob won't let us talk about that.
I thought maybe it had something to
That's
do with Bob.
True.
That's
I don't
why
even know what the topic is.
Kick the damn chair. Wash them damn hands. You've been sleeping on them hands. Go wash them damn hands right now. Splash some water on your face, too.
So no answer there, Ian. Okay.
Why not?
Where?
I muted him. So, Michael, what is the statue? Let me give you permission to answer.
There is in the statutory, in the National Statuary Hall, there's a whole assemblage of statues that have been placed in there of people who've achieved things. But there is one statue in there that nobody knows who the identity of that statue is. And so I was asking Ian who that statue was made for to represent. And Ian said, apparently you don't want that known. So there we go, Bob. Even though you don't know.
I want
it. You do want it.
What is what city is it?
It's where Donald Trump had that dinner, the first dinner that he had after he won the election. I think one of the inauguration dinners happened in the Statutory Hall.
This is not in South Africa.
No, no, this is in the States.
Well, okay, ask Ian.
It has to do with the accelerator, Bob. You say we ain't talking about that.
Nothing about any topic. Okay? You can talk about anything, Ian. You do anyway, so.
Okay. Yeah, it's Hans Gruber.
Thank you, Ian. Can you please give some places in the Bible where one can read about Vestal Goodman?
Everywhere. Angels from the realms of glory. All the Beatitudes, Matthew 3, 4, and 5. All of Corinthians, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. And then in the old side, the old time, you can get all in Leviticus, where it actually brings forth the law and the grace and peace that comes. And then Naaman, well, that was actually Donnie Rambo. But she sings a lot of her, too, with Naaman. That's very important, too. We bring yourself back up. Mark, put up Naaman, the words to Naaman again. It should be on your clipboard. Just pop it back. Pop it back, B-man. Pop it. Okay, so then what happens? All of Revelation and the marriage supper and the holy heels, you go through each song. Most of those songs actually came from Dottie Rambo. The best of them did. The holy heels came from Dottie Rambo. She's just the vessel that was used to pronounce it. She was the speaker of that power. She had quizzes too, and unlike you, she knew what her power was and how it worked. And she could, you get an urge to shout around her, it don't scare one of them. They're on that on like a good day. It's embracing the power you have. And so those are the scriptures. See, the difference between Bessel Goodman, once she gets it, she would say repeat the scriptures or pray to God. She'd tell God what she wanted done. She knew who she was. She knew who she was in God, and she wasn't going to have nothing to do with it. If she called down the rain of glory, it came a rain.
Okay.
Do you see? She embraced it as a weapon, as a element, as a fuel, as a capacity. Do you see?
Yeah, just watching her in live performances, one gets the power of that.
The tallies are good, but we don't want that one. We want the one from Dottie Rambo from 1965 or 7 or 2 or 8 or on the money. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ian, we're
not
on
the one from
Little
Jimmy Dickens. Not the one. We love Little Jimmy Dickens. He was the governor of Louisiana. Not that one either, because Dottie Rambo wrote You Are My Sunshine. Did you know that?
Did not know that.
There you go. There's another thing.
Wow.
See?
I used to sing that a lot at one time in my life.
Yeah.
Okay, you said that the meat sack of a god does not store. Ian, can you give examples of what are the parts of the meat sack that store that are going to become obsolete or are becoming obsolete?
Bob's huge belly that drags to his knees, his gut. Oh, that'll fall off. Oh, wait, it already fell off. Hey, that's good. Bob, you won. You won. You won, Bob. Your gut fell off. Yay. Shifted so they could ascend. That's the ascension part. So you won't store food anymore. Fat won't be used to store food. Fat won't even be a source of energy. So fat will be basically eliminated. But that's what's happening already because now muscles are starting to do what they're supposed to do. Now it's starting to come together a perfect storm. You just wait till you get the Axiom water. You can rain. The latter-day rain. Wait till you enjoy the latter-day rain. Oh, wait. It'll be wonderful.
So you said bread alive, the Axiom water.
And then the bread alive. Then the bread alive. It'll wash you all away. You'll see. It's ready.
when I asked you, Ian, how Ian sees, you said we see beyond you. And in context of that sentence, can you speak about the you that you're referring to?
We looked beyond your fault and saw the parts that needed needing. We looked beyond your fault and saw the parts that needed needing. To need means to work you over to make you more even, like dough, to knead the dough.
Well, thank you.
No, it's right. We see beyond it. We see when you're missing it, when you're coming to it, and sometimes when you got it. Sometimes we have a hard time. We want to encourage you and say, yeah, but sure as we do that, then you quit. So maybe the struggle is good for you sometimes. That's all we can say.
Well, I hope I'm surrendering more to it.
Hattie in the body, Vessel's body, was just literally something that she used. She spent more time outside of her body than inside of her meat sack body. She was not bound to this plane, to answer your question. We're multitasking. While Bob's napping, we got to run the board and do this too. So, but he'll be back in a little bit, so it'll be good.
So, Ian, in ascension, is the word up part of the ascension process? Is there anything that goes up?
Be patient. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. That's spelled wrong. It should be R-E-I-G-N, but you'll get that in a minute. It's another damn metaphor.
Thank you, Ian. Then you made a statement.
That was James 5-7, James 5-7.
So you said to Carolyn, in an interaction with Carolyn, you said axiom water comes from the interval. Can you please say
Rob, that's not
more?
How you spell axiom. That's not how you spell axiom, Rob. Carolyn will get you. You better get it right.
So axiom water comes from the interval, you said, Ian, or you say. Can you say some more words about that, please?
Why don't you take Moses' rod and strike the stone? Strike the white stone, by God, and see what happens to the interval. Why don't you take the rod? You have the power. Strike that white stone. You can do it. Come on, you can do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do it. But you can. You can, but don't you do it. Don't you do it. Yeah. Don't do it. Don't do it. There you go. That's the rub.
All right.
So the interval, the magic interval. But now you've finally come to a place where you've almost got enough. You've almost got enough.
Yes.
You almost have enough. Enough of you are far enough along presently, mostly, to where this is starting to work out okay.
And the final question, Ian, also in an engagement with Carolyn, you said a word that I can't remember, but you were referring to a movement or a circumstance in which it'll become obvious to both Bob and Carolyn as to who's on the complement formulas and who isn't.
Yeah,
are you
Zechariah 10:1.
All right, well, I'll go and read that and check that out, Ian. That's all the questions I have, Ian. Thank you very much. Thank you, Bob.
You're very welcome. Now, listen, now we've got some questions for you.
No, you don't. Hey, okay, Michael, what was that last question?
Remember I said that the pterodactyl flying around, finding out who's on the RNA drops, early on we were having a conversation as a response to an engagement Carolyn had with Ian, in which Ian said that it would become obvious to you and Carolyn as to who was on the complement formulas and who wasn't. And Ian has given us Zechariah 10:2, I think it was.
10:1.
In response to that. So,
thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay, good. Those are pretty clear questions. Okay, Nate or Alyssa.
What's up, Ion?
We hanging whole.
Attaboy. So I've been working on this concept, and you know what's been up with this band that I'm starting with. Everyone in all the world. there's this layer that I want to construct to it, and I want to hear what you think about like a cost structure, because I want to make it free, but I don't know if that's possible. So I'm making an archive of all of this music and audio that's like around the creative process, and I thought that it would be fun that if you're in the band, which would, you know, cost a dollar, I would pay the dollar as well, that a free thing included in being in this band is that you can archive yourself and do it and have this sort of infinite human music thing. That's
you
like,
have that anyway. You have that anyway.
I know, but I'm packaging it in a way that is more interesting. And so how do I make it free and also cover any costs for storage?
There's the rub. How do we make it free and make money from it? There you go.
I don't need to make money from it, but I don't want to have to pay for it. I don't want to have to pay for other people do that.
See the rub? You get it?
Yeah. But how do I make that into a cold fusion situation where it's taking care of itself?
It doesn't take care of itself.
So does that mean I can't do that in the way that I want? Because I just am not ready to accept that. I just feel like I haven't figured it out.
It's obsolete. Your construct is obsolete anyway. Pandora is having the same trouble where it makes the genres of music that you play and listen to. They're having the same trouble. People don't mind paying. See, that's the rub. They don't mind paying. The problem is once you start receiving the monies, you have to do it. That's what they can't do. Well, you send the Autobots. That's a bad robot. Bad robot. Let the bad robot do it. Okay, well, Chad can write that shit. He's done that already. He's done that in his sleep. We're trying to get the language so you can slide between the carbon atoms. The information can be held if you have a hard enough substance and you can hold it. We're bringing coal back, for God's sake. What more did you qualifyingly want? If we could take coal and turn them into solar panels that can conduct energy, then most certainly those energies can be held within the atoms of the carbon. You can find a way to divide those or make the space between those electrons binding. The configuration should be relatively simple.
Calm down.
Simple.
Yeah, just tuck it in the cubbies. It's just that simple.
Well, that's what you're saying, and we adore that. And then that is free, and then everybody can do it. But the same way we make a playlist and make it available, you still have to listen to it. You still have to have a way to listen to it. You still have to construct it. Why can't the music just play? Why can't you just strike up the minstrel band?
I'm into that. It just felt like a whole, like, that feels like a
the
really
connection
interesting
is your
thing
connection.
To do.
Kingdoms have realms. If you reign in a realm, the world that is that kingdom is for your perused benefit. So if you have to have a thing that makes it play, or a thing that makes it sing, or a chair to sit on to enjoy it, or feet to stand up so you can sleep on, that's the topic now, standing on your feet. On your feet, boys, take a nap. That world then puts you through the connection. Okay.
So you're saying I would lose some of the connection by spreading that ability out for other people and trying to, like, keep that under my umbrella?
It's what's wrong with the price of pussy today, boy.
I know. The high school girls get it off for free. So.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
But I still leave the money on the nightstand because I'm a gentleman.
You better know it. See, that's what we're talking about. There you go. And if you do it right, if you knock the little man out of the boat, you don't even have to pay for it, but you're happy to. That's the point. Then all of a sudden, it's like, this is my world, my reign. I want the flowers to bloom a certain way, so I will make sure that the flowers have a luscious garden in which to grow. It turns it over a little bit. So now that you can be a god in your place of power, and it won't be relegated or dumbed down or deviled down into some... You can't afford it. But even who you think you are, you don't have Bob's money. You're not big like Bob. You don't know things. You don't have all this kind of stuff. Bob's been with the king. Bob's already got it connected. Bob created everything. Bob don't have to do nothing. He don't even pay for the damn ice cream that he owns, and he does it already. He's just giving $20. It's just a ridiculous little thing. He doesn't even know what's going on. So there you go.
It's just that easy.
They look at Bob, and they can only see a king.
Yeah, well, he's the king of Maui.
Uh. You're so clever, Maui. Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good.
Under
did you
water,
think that up all by yourself?
Anyway.
Did you think that up all by yourself? Look at you. That's pretty good.
No, I didn't even think that up. It just came out before I thought of it.
Ah, excellent. We are not surprised. What's another question?
Well, I'm really interested in still talking about that. I feel a lot of energy around the idea.
There's a lot of energy around you.
Definitely. I can feel it.
Let's convert this energy back. Stop. Let's convert the energy back to you. Let's say you want something, which you do. Let's say you have something, which you have. Let's say you want to imbue something that is. Okay? Now, and then you're saying, well, is there a way? Is that possible? Well, you don't care. You didn't ask us about this ridiculous little trollopy thing you're trying to do now, and you're still on it like a bad habit, so do it. But when it comes and gets all up in, when it comes back and gets all up in your ass, don't call us to fix it. That's what we're saying. You can do it, don't call us.
It won't need
you pour that milk out. Pour that milk out all over everywhere. But then when you need some Kleenex brand tissue to wipe them tears over that spilled milk, don't cry to us, because we told you to change it from the start. Eddie Murphy told you plain, don't start nothing and there won't be nothing. What you're trying to do is you're crossing the ability and capacity to have access to, say, music or a genre without any regard. Well, you have to create the genre to have a regard. If you don't have any exchange, they'll stop having pussy. Do you get that?
Say that last part one more time. I didn't catch the words.
If you keep expounding without a regard, there won't be a regard. You see, if the only reason
you do it
is to defecate, stop. No, we're not. We didn't say that. If the only reason you're eating is so you can, if the only reason you're eating is so you can shit, that's not a good enough reason to eat. If the only reason you shit is because you eat, then that's pretty good. Got it?
Yes. Nice.
One is
you
an outcome, the other one
shit
is an analogy.
Is all I need.
It works out good. It does help. It does help because then you have the ability to say, see, be, and connect to the genre position that you're trying to get, which would be okay if you didn't limit it to a specific stop place. Roxy's done a great deal of work. Actually, unlike you all, she actually works at this, by the way. But this is between the lines. Well, everybody does, only when we can take it. Unlike you, we can take it like a man, don't see? That's the difference. That's the difference. Well, good for you. That's good. You're practicing. It's okay. A little analyse, you'll be all right. The lines and spaces, the interval, are what you're trying to say. And that's why we're helping you, because we really aren't worth it. But because it's you and we fuck with you, we're giving you this part. The trick or the answer to the line
I feel
space
the same.
Is the interval.
I feel the same way about you.
Yeah, it's the interval. It's the interval, the in-between.
Yeah.
It's not the music.
No,
it's not the keys you stop. It's not the keys that you strike. It's not the notes that have resonance. It's the in-between, the stops. It's the stops. Without the stops, there'd be no music. It'd all just be like Zappa. A mess.
I know what you're talking about, and I'm in tune with that. I'm doing that, and I know that's where I'm coming from with it. I'm playing around with you, seeing if there's other ways to expand it, because it's easier to see things from other angles when I toss it out to you and see what gets hit. So you don't need to take that tone with me.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. So you got that. Now it's the resonant interval. Interval. That hasn't been talked about.
Yeah, well, let's talk about it.
Don't worry.
Yeah, the resonance.
And then guess what? And that's why we're doing this. And then Roxy's going to make a YouTube about it and be famous because you're doing this. Isn't that cool?
Well,
how powerful would you have to be to make you work for her? Isn't that cool? It's pretty cool, eh?
Well, Roxy seems cool.
She is
cool.
She can be famous.
I support that.
It's good. It's a happy day. She makes Bob laugh. That's all you really have to do.
It is very rewarding to make Bob laugh, but honestly, it's not that
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, but you have no idea.
Mm-mm. So I'm basically going to do this, and I know that it's all based on shit that's, like, it's all locked together, and it's going to be awesome. And I'm just going to probably stop talking about it and just start actually doing it.
Will help. Will help.
Good. Okay, well, I got a roll. It was good to talk to you.
Yeah, banging. Okay. Somebody kick Bob's leg before you go.
Yeah. All
right.
Let's see. Thank you, Nate.
What was the topic, Bob? Was he trying to make something or do something? We have no idea. What do you have in the notes, Bob?
His new band.
What do you have in the notes?
His new band.
No, no,
new
what's
genre.
In the notes? What's the note? What's the note? What's in the notes, Bob?
I just have his new band. That's all I have, his new band.
Oh, okay. Good.
You
know, okay,
a new
good.
Genre. Because we're starting a new genre, and I think I'm going to call it new music. Have you heard new music yet?
Yeah, that's why we called it milk, moo. You pour the moo out on the counter. Call it moo music. Yeah, good. We like that. It worked good for Gene, you know, on Fringe. That was Bob's favorite.
All right, you guys, I seriously got to go.
Okay, that's good. Don't forget to churn the butter. Don't forget to churn the butter.
Oh, I never do.
You should. You should. It's good for you.
No, I mean, I never forget.
Good. That's right. That's very important.
I'm constantly churning butter. You know that.
Oh, wait. Now we negotiate. Hallelujah.
Goodbye, Nate.